Good morning. It's Friday, August 20th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Oregon health officials announced another record-breaking day for new COVID cases, with nearly 3,000 reported across the state Thursday. They say hospitals are in a dire situation. If you have an unexpected emergency, even one that's not COVID-related, you may not get care. Hospital officials say they've already had to postpone or cancel close to 3,000 scheduled surgeries for patients with cancer, heart disease, and neurological disease, all because of surging coronavirus cases and the burden on healthcare facilities. The Oregon National Guard has now been deployed to several counties to help struggling hospitals. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says all healthcare workers will now be required to get vaccinated by October 18th or risk being fired. They'll not be allowed to do weekly COVID testing. The governor says the state doesn't have enough resources. K-12 educators, staff, and school volunteers across the state will also be required to get vaccinated. Three U.S. senators are now reporting they've contracted COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. John Hickenlooper, Angus King, and Roger Wicker all say they've contracted breakthrough cases of coronavirus. Breakthrough cases are one reason the White House is now recommending booster shots. According to an Oxford University study, fully vaccinated people with breakthrough infections from the Delta variant carry a similar amount of the virus as those who are unvaccinated and infected. Oregonians say they're struggling to get rental assistance. Several people tell COIN 6 they're having a hard time with the application process. Payouts are also taking a while to get sent out. As for landlords seeking help, Oregon Housing and Community Services says all applications currently filed should get paid out by the end of next month. Thousands of Americans remain stranded in Afghanistan after the Taliban took control of the country over the weekend. In a hopeful sign, the State Department says it expects a major increase in the number of Americans and Afghans to be airlifted from the Kabul airport soon. Investigators are working to determine what led a man to drive a pickup truck onto the sidewalk near the Library of Congress while claiming to have a bomb. The suspect, identified by law enforcement as 49-year-old Floyd Ray Roseberry of North Carolina, surrendered after a five-hour standoff. A sweep of the truck turned up no explosive device, but authorities say possible bomb-making materials were found. This weekend brings slightly cooler temperatures than what we've seen lately, with highs in the lower to mid-70s and clouds to start off our Friday. Be sure to check out all the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you Monday.